obviously he's a big loss for us as a player and as a leader. So it's sad to see that. But Heats is a true professional, so I'm sure after his surgery he'll come in, get his head down, work hard in the gym and get back as soon as possible.
Is it one of those things that works both ways, the way the dressing room is? You'll be gutted for him, but you'll be getting right behind whoever comes in to replace him, whether it's Nick Pope or whomever.
Yeah, of course. Popey came in the other day off the bench and did fantastic for us, kept us in the game and got us the 3 points with some big saves at the end. So the group, like you say, is that tight-knit that anyone can step in and know their job straight away, and Popey proved that at the weekend.
As far as on-the-pitch matters are concerned, this second-season syndrome thing people talk about, you've made a good start, haven't you? I guess that's all it is, but you must be pretty pleased with the points returned so far.
Yeah, we've got the points on the board so far. Like I say, when the fixtures come out, there were some tough games in there, but we've held our own and made a good start for it. We know there's some tough games coming up, but like I say, it'd be even harder going into them with no points on the board. So for us, we've got that bit of freedom to go into those games with a bit of confidence behind us.
We ceaselessly went on, people in our profession, about away form last season. Has it just been nice to not have to hear about that? You had such a tough run of games, Chelsea, Tottenham, Liverpool, but you've done well in the first two.
Yeah, of course. That's what everyone was talking about when the fixtures came out. The first five games of the season, first five away games of the season, were a tough opposition, but I think we put that to bed. Obviously, Chelsea and Tottenham with those two results, and going to Liverpool now, I don't think there's anything to fear going into those sort of games.
Does it speak volumes about this club becoming established that it's kind of routine to go to Anfield and play Liverpool in a league game?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, the first time we went up, it's the first experience for a lot of lads, but now we're used to going to these places, and let's say we can go there full of confidence from the last few games that we've had.
Formidable challenge, of course, the way they've started the season. Last couple of results won't have been what they wanted, but what are you expecting? Do you expect them to be right up there as contenders?
Yeah, they will be. They're top side in this league, so for us, we'll still be going there fully respectful of that, and we know what they're about and what they've got going forward. So it's all about us on Saturday sticking to our jobs as we did in the last few games and seeing where that takes us.
As far as the Burnley dressing room is concerned and the options you've got in there in your position, is this as much depth as there's been in terms of options that the manager's got, different kind of forwards?
I think so, definitely since I've been at the club. The competition in every spot now is high, and you see that out on the training pitch every day. Lads working hard, and like I say, the competition for places is massive, so everyone wants to be wearing that shirt at the weekend, so they're fighting for places.